Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am our own worst enemy. A lot of stations don't carry this first five. Robert Barnes is already ready. We'll punch him up. So folks should see that beautiful American right there on screen. I didn't plug any last hour, even though if I just plug once or twice an hour, we have the money to fund things. And I'm the worst. Everybody knows most people tune out the regular commercials on talk radio and TV. It's the plugs live on air that sell the product, that fund the operation. So I just did an incredible hour with that lady. I skipped two breaks because it's about children in the future. I can't help it. So I didn't plug any. You've got to make up for my shortcoming, and I'm dead serious. We are barely in the black. Anybody that knows about a Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, bankruptcy knows. If you can stay in the black in the reorganization, the company goes forward. And Free Speech Systems, praise God, 95% chance is going to continue on and stay on air. I didn't declare bankruptcy before the $1.5 billion judgments and all the fraud, so I am, you know, screwed, blued, and tattooed. Hey, there's a little bit of good news about Alex Jones. This is a 10-year-old shirt, and, you know, in Texas, they can't get your house or your car. I really don't care. My kids got insurance. I mean, they think taking money away from me does something. It does nothing. That's why we're just starting a bunch of new stuff next week that'll be announced. I don't really want to do it, but, oh, you want me out of the game? I'm in the game. That's how this works. That said, these are products that you really need. These are products that are incredible, that are now back in stock. And we're getting very close to being stabilized like we were financially 3 years ago before the lockdowns and all the problems that almost shut down InfoWars. Because you buy the products before, we just were sold out of most of them for sometimes years. You know, the bone broth or you name it. But that's all back in stock now. And what's back in stock is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And funding-wise, we're almost there where this stuff won't be sold out anymore. We'll just have all the staple products all the time. We're going to get to that model. So I need you to get products you already need that enrich your life. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is good for your immune system, good for your whole body. It has everything essential in it. Tastes great. All natural. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock. Nitric Boost. This wasn't even a bestseller until Dr. Minkovich pointed out that it's a great formula and it's good for cleaning your blood out while the stuff is going on. Now it is one of our bestsellers. But this is a private label of a national bestseller already. So people already know the stuff that's in here is so good for your blood. And with what's happening in the environment and all the things happening, you need this. So it's discounted. We have Christmas comes in August sale. Up to 60% off double Patriot points. We're almost sold out of Super Female Vitality. We sold out of the Super Male. It's the same formula, just a pink label. So good for your libido. So good for your energy. If you want to really have something special, it's available. 60% off. The water filtration, air filtration specials, and food specials is 10% off. We do that maybe once a year. There's not much markup in those. So 10% off is gargantuan. The highest rated water filters, highest rated air filters, already on average half what the leading competitors are that are the same unit. 10% off of that, you cannot beat it. That's got to end in a couple days. The rest of the sale will continue on through the month. You can also just make a straight donation where it says donate at InfoWarsStore.com. $5, $10, $100, $1,000. You can sign up to do it recurring, cancel for free anytime. But so, hey, I want to donate $10 every month to InfoWars. That would be getting 95% of the money after credit card fees instead of, you know, with the food or water filter with a discount of 10%. We're making 20% on it, okay? It's fine. We sell a ton of it. We give you the best deal. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Colloidal silver. Sold out for 3 years. Top lab in the country. We private label. It's so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Topically, internally. It's just incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 30% off. So take action now for the incredible coverage you just saw the last hour. You're financing saving the children's future. You're financing exposing the next lockdown, stopping the globalist program in deadest tracks. The enemy admits in their own documents that have leaked that they see us as the talking point generator that everybody's following. It's actually true. Not bragging. God put me in this position. It's not just me. It's our guests, our callers. It's what we do. We are the best there is. All of us together. That means Robert Barnes coming up. That means everybody on this show. And I thank you. But realize how important you are. Please pray for us. Spread the word and go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Go now.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, or at the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, one of the smartest people I know, and I know a lot of smart people, Robert Barnes joins us for the hour. Good friend of mine. He's not just a top constitutional lawyer and former Trump lawyer during the whole January 6th situation. He, and I was out there investigating with him in Georgia, you name it. He is a really smart lay historian. He really knows his stuff, because I'm obsessed with history. I've forgotten way more than most people ever knew about it. I'm not bragging. It's just what I'm into. Now, you're into football. You're into sports. You know all about it. I know all about history. This guy knows as much as I do or more. So it's great to have him to cover the waterfront. To me, obviously, we knew the January 6th indictments would be the biggest attack. It's the main attack. It's Mordor. It's the rigged juries. It's this judge worked at Burisma. With the accounting firm and with Hunter. I mean, you can't make this up. They've now announced Pence, New York Times, is the star witness against Trump, running against Trump. So this is election meddling 10.0, not 2.0. I mean, they're not just taking the front runner 50, 70 points ahead of all of the Republicans. All other Republicans get 30%. He gets 70 on average. He's not just 20 points or 30 points depending on the poll against Biden. This is total election meddling. They admit it's election meddling. Biden says we can't let him win. We're going to stop him in December. We're going to use law enforcement. None of that will be allowed in front of the jury. But now we've got Pence set to be the main witness, the star witness against Trump, running against him in the same courtroom. And you know they're not going to televise it because they want to control everything. And they're going to put the shackles on. But two fake impeachments, Russiagate, all the rest of it's failed. Grabbing by the pussy, the pissgate stuff, all of it fake. What are they going to do now? Because this is the unstoppable force meets the immovable object. Robert Barnes, let's tackle this, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a level of insanity. I mean, I say it's equivalent or equal to the 1960s in the sense of what the future of the country holds. I mean, then the deep state got so out of control. It assassinated one president, it assassinated a presidential candidate who was likely to become president, and assassinated our leading civil rights leader, and did all of that in, you know, half a decade, and then conspired to take out Richard Nixon and use him as the sacrificial lamb for their own sins, given that, as is now known, Deep Throat was actually deep state. Now, instead of escalating to assassinations, they've decided to weaponize all institutionalized means of power here by trying to use the federal and state criminal justice processes to prevent Trump from winning. Now, they can't prevent him constitutionally from being on the ballot. They can't prevent him from taking office. The Constitution is clear. There's only three requirements. You have to be 35. You have to be a natural born citizen. You have to have been resident United States 14 years. That's it. So they can't prevent or prohibit any of those actions, but they're hoping to effectively discourage and dissuade. You know, really, the template was lawfare against Alex Jones. And what did they say at the end of that? They said our goal is to not to collect money. Our goal isn't for so-called justice for families. Their goal is entirely to shut up and censor InfoWars. And by what means? They thought all the lawfare would discourage and deter the InfoWars audience from continuing to support InfoWars. The same logic is being applied here to Trump. They believe that these consecutive indictments will ultimately, particularly if they can get a conviction before Election Day, effectively derail Trump's presidential aspirations because some part of Trump's vote, they believe, will abandon him once he's a federal convict. That's what they really believe at core. So they're going to try to rush one of these three cases in New York, the state case. There'll probably be a Georgia state indictment. The Georgia sheriffs are already down there bragging, the Democratic-connected sheriffs in Fulton County, how they're going to mugshot them, they're going to fingerprint them, they're going to release a mugshot to the world. I mean, it's another insane prosecution with insane legal theories.
By the way, let me just inject something here, and then you'll have the floor, Robert. They said, when we finally indict him, his poll numbers will drop. They went up. Then they said, well, now this new federal one will make him drop. They went up. And I saw that about Georgia. Well, once we perp walk him, he'll go down. I predict it goes even higher. They are tone deaf. They are crazy.
Yeah. I keep telling folks it's very much like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake, that we have an elite that is so disconnected from the or, and that's what makes them actually dangerous. In other words, it's one thing to be evil like Kissinger. It's a quite different animal to be evil and stupid. And that's what we have in our elites. We have people that are like the elites that took down in, you know, less than a decade, four great empires, the Russian Empire, British Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. All of them collapsed thanks to their foolish policies that led to World War One. And none of them saw it coming in terms of their empire status. Russia disappeared entirely. The Ottomans disappeared entirely. The Austro-Hungarians disappeared entirely. And, you know, it's not a surprise the Austro-Hungarians were run by a family, the Habsburgs, that liked to, you know, have uncles banging nieces. So, you know, their jaws, they were deformed because of it. That's the kind of intellectually incestuous and bubbled elite currently governing our country. Biden is a mid-level thug. He's a street-level thug. He's halfway decent at being a street-level thug. He knows how to do extortion. He knows how to do bribery. He knows how to do intimidation. Those are the things he knows. He doesn't know how to run a country. He doesn't know how to keep us out of war. He doesn't know how to help an economy. He doesn't know how to string two sentences together in his current demented state. But he does know how to be a street-level criminal. And he's behaving like that against President Trump. And they really believe that they can scare and intimidate people just like they mistakenly believe they could run off the InfoWars audience. I mean, what happened when there was those constant, continuous attacks on you in the lawfare? The audience rallied because they could see through this nonsense. Same will be true of Trump's crowd. They will not be able to deter him. And in fact, what's happening is he's gaining support. A liberal pollster admitted this today from non-white working class voters, and particularly millennials and Zoomers. What's happening? Two things. Those voters are getting hammered economically despite the lies of the Biden administration. Their credit card rates are the highest they've ever been. They can't afford housing. The rents keep going up. Their wages are way behind price increases. But the other factor is Donald Trump has become the guy that's against the man. You know, Donald Trump went, and from a lot of Zoomer, Gen Z, millennial kids who saw him as like Eminem saw him, as Snoop Dogg saw him, as the man, to now being the guy that's being attacked by the man. So they now relate to him. They now understand him. They now see him as an underdog, as an outsider, as an outcast, as like them. A billionaire from New York that they couldn't relate to before, now they can relate to easily. And what's happening? Trump is surging amongst that group. That's the reason, the number one reason why Biden is DOA electorally, as some of the smarter Democratic pollsters think. And that's what they think. Well, we'll just keep escalating the charges. We'll keep escalating the exposure of criminal conviction.
I want you to flesh all this out for us, but let me ask this question then. I know PSYOPs when I see it. So I see all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over Instagram, I've been looking, all over InfoWars. They're attacking from the grassroots, saying he's really Illuminati. he's a fake. This is all a setup with the Justice Department when obviously they really hate him. This is real persecution. So, Trump's 100% real. He's got issues, but he's a real guy. They don't control him. And that's what they're scared of, is a real president who acts on his own. That's why they didn't like JFK. They didn't like Nixon. They weren't perfect, both men, but they were trying to be the president. I'm seeing the talking point because they know the establishment attack is making him popular. Now they're trying this new attack that really he's part of the establishment. Give us your analysis of what Trump really is, how his brain works, and what his actual plans are and what makes him tick. I see a populist, wants to be America turnaround guy that believes in prosperity, who isn't for depopulation, and who thrives off of conflict with these tyrants, and who is very, very stoic when it comes to resisting them, and who is energized by this. But what do you make of the talking point they're trying now, I see everywhere, spamming that, oh, it's all staged?
Well, I think they really thought, I mean, they convinced DeSantis, for example, that these indictments would take Trump out. And so and when that hasn't worked, the DeSantis supporters, the never Trumpers, the neocons, well, they've tried to spin this with their social media bot influencers and actual bots, is to say that really it's a 4D chess move by the system to sucker Republicans to endorse Trump, which is insane.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Alex, I said, you know, the court system was on trial more than InfoWars was on trial. Can they provide a fair and impartial proceeding that meets the rules of evidence and the rules of law? It proved that they could not. But this is at an entirely new scale because of the criminal context, because it involves the former president and future likely president of the United States, number 45 and 47. Kind of like Grover Cleveland. And I think the net effect of that is going to be that the court system, I think, will be cognizant of this risk and will be more restrained. Now, this particular judge, as you note, is very problematic. It comes from the true Obama base, which is the black upper middle class women who serve corporate America. That's who Obama really was. Obama was not, he didn't come from the streets. He didn't come from the projects. He didn't come from the black preacher tradition. He like this judge, here, you know, she's Jamaican born, right? You know, another non-American, presiding over a power base, and comes from sort of a neoliberal professional managerial class corporate connection. The law firm she worked at is David Bowie's law firm. David Bowie's is a guy who, remember, was, you know, he had different kind of issues connected to the Epstein cases. Reportedly was prosecuting them when it looked more to me like he was covering it up. David Bowie's is infamous. He shows up.
By the way, look at this footage live from D.C. Trump coming in. This is crazy.
I'll agree with you. So there's definite risk with this judge. This judge may go off the res. Trump will have multiple opportunities to appeal any decision she makes on bail. If she makes a bad bail decision, he can appeal that. A bad decision on trying to gag his speech, he can appeal that. If she makes a bad decision about transfer for venue, which I'm sure that they should bring up right away. They should say this case doesn't belong in the District of Columbia. The witnesses are not in the District of Columbia. The jury pool is completely and hopelessly contaminated in the District of Columbia. Trump does not reside in the District of Columbia. The case should be transferred to a court in the Southern District of Florida, which is already presiding over proceedings that over the same defendant, Donald Trump, that have shared issues of constitutional questions, including whether or not the impeachment clause prohibits this indictment from even existing in the first instance.
Let's talk about timing and let's talk about the indictment itself. They're obviously... Jack Smith admits the U.N. prosecutor trying to accelerate this. So what's their hope? Put him in jail like Mandela before the election?
It's really they've let the cat out of the bag over the last day or so, the last 24 hours, various commentators out there in the liberal Democratic space. The goal is to get a conviction. Bill Barr is out there telling everybody. I always say we need a meme that, you know, has it from The Godfather, where he says it was Barzini all along. Well, it was Barr all along. The co-conspirators were Bill Barr and Mike Pence to undermine the president, to cover up for the corruption and fraud of the 2020 election, and then to use the fact that Trump challenged and contested the election as grounds to never let him get elected again. That was really what was happening.
That's right, because there's only a few things that preclude you if you're convicted, and one of them would be this so-called insurrection or defrauding. Can they keep him from being on the ballot?
No. That's been litigated. It got litigated aggressively during Obama because people challenged whether he was a natural-born citizen. And what the courts have held, and they've held this all the way back, going back a century, is that the states cannot limit someone from having access to the ballot as long as they either...
Sure, that's pure election meddling. So what is their hope? I mean, I'm sure you read the indictment I have. It says, he told 21 lies that illegal aliens vote. A bunch of cities have legalized illegal aliens voting. At Pew Research, 25 million illegals can vote. They're hiring illegal aliens to be police officers now. So they're saying one thing, doing another. I guess their only hope is the uncharged co-conspirators, they hope they'll lie about Trump like they tried to get Roger Stone to do. He wouldn't do it. And I guess they're hoping that that is enough.
Oh, I mean, I think they're relying entirely on their control of the D.C. court system and the D.C. jury pool. And I think their goal, put simply, is they're not going to be able to get him locked up pending trial. If some judge goes off the res and tries to do that, even after a conviction, Supreme Court's likely to intervene. And I would note here, both Professor Jonathan Turley and former Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz both agree that the January 6th case is so bad constitutionally that the Supreme Court will have ultimately no choice but to throw out all the charges.
Sure, and aren't the issues the First Amendment? Because it opens by saying, as you know, now you've got free speech, but this isn't free speech. He lied. Well, lies are protected by free speech, even though these aren't lies.
Yeah, no, in fact, it's a direct attack, not only on the right to associate, the right to publish, the right of free speech, the right of association, but most importantly, it's a direct attack on the right to petition the government. You know this, Alex, but Amy Coney Barrett didn't when she was in front of the Senate. One of the most forgotten rights of the First Amendment is the key fifth right, which is the right to petition your government for redress of grievances. And you know from our history that was considered the most important for a lot of our founders, because that was the right being denied by both the king and the British Parliament. And what this indictment says is, yeah, Trump, you can go to court, and we won't call that a crime, but if you go to Congress, we'll call that a crime. If you go to the public, we'll call that a crime. If you go to a governor, we'll call that a crime. If you go to the Secretary of State, we'll call that a crime of an individual state. Well, that's his right as an individual to petition the government for redress of grievances concerning a false, fake, and fraudulent election that did not meet constitutional standards. And so that's what makes this so dangerous an indictment. They're not only trying to prevent President Donald Trump from ever being president again and strip American voters.
They're trying to outlaw questioning elections, which the State Department that goes around policing elections worldwide, as you know, says the number one rule of free election is you're allowed to question and challenge it.
Absolutely. It's very much like the Alex Jones and InfoWar cases were really about making it illegal and subject to civil remedy, civil torts, and big monetary punishment if you challenged or questioned a big traumatic event. This case is about making it a crime if you challenge or question how an election was conducted. And that's what makes it, and to even go beyond that, your right to petition for redress of grievances. They're saying you can only go to court if you have a problem with an election. You can't talk to the public. You can't talk to Congress. You can't talk to the legislative branches of the states. You can't talk to the governors. But in fact, our Constitution doesn't call for election contests in the presidency to go to court. It calls for it to go to Congress, where, in fact, John Adams exercised that power as vice president, where Thomas Jefferson exercised that power. According to Jack White's indictment, first, as Alan Dershowitz noted, Jack White committed a crime himself by his own theory because he makes false statements by omission and commission in the indictment, which means he's trying to interfere with an election and deprive people of their civil rights, according to his theory, which means he can be prosecuted under his own theory for bringing the indictment in the first place. But putting that aside, do you look at what Pence is claiming that he didn't have the power to do? There was a long history of people doing it. Jack White's theory would make John Adams.
You mean Jack
criminal.
Smith.
I'm sorry, yeah. Jack Smith's theory would make Thomas Jefferson a criminal, John Adams a criminal, Alexander Hamilton a criminal, everybody in 1876 a criminal, Richard Nixon and John Kennedy in 1960.
But here's the question. Will this idiot judge, who's the worst Jan 6 judge, total tyrant, will she even let that evidence be put on?
Oh, I think she'll do everything she can to rig the case. So I think the very first motion they should bring in this case is a motion to disqualify the court and lay out not only the political prejudice, but the personal conflicts. She's going to know people who are going to be witnesses in the case in one way, shape, or form.
Hell, she worked on the Burisma account with Hunter. The big question is she on Hunter Biden's laptop? Stay right there. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Stay with us.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have... Micellium CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer, historian, really smart cookie, former Trump lawyer. Barnes, let me ask you this. told the establishment, you start indicting Trump, his approval rating goes up. People hate the system. We're in the middle of a fourth turning, major political realignment, and they should have just laid low. Instead, they go forward with this, and I know you've looked at all the angles. How do you currently see this playing out? Because the only way I see them winning this is assassinating Trump, and then that doesn't do it either. Then they turn him into like a Christ-like figure, and I'm not comparing him to Christ, but that's I mean, it's going into those areas here, like a Mandela situation. He was a horrible communist, but jailing him turned him into an icon. This is ridiculous. Why did they go with this? Why did they do this? Why did they engage in this type of activity?
Well, it's very much instead of the U.S. versus Donald Trump, it's deep state versus America. And the question is, who's going to win? And to be honest with you, that's still an open question, because the question is, will our federal judiciary completely implode as well? That the federal prosecutorial process has long been corrupted, but has now reached a new apex of corruption. Our legislative branches are mostly inept and incapable, and the deep state has co-opted large parts of the administrative bureaucratic state across the board. So all that's left to protect us, other than the American people doing things on their own in terms of voting and acting in the court of public opinion, the only thing that's left is the federal judiciary to stop this from getting inane or insane and going too far. And I think that's what we're going to find out over the next year. How much is the federal judiciary equally complicit in the collapse of the American constitutional democracy and republic? And if I don't think it will be. I think ultimately the courts will not go too far, that the ultimately Election Day will be America's verdict in all of these cases, a verdict on Biden and a verdict on Trump. And I think that verdict is going to be the real the election again of Donald Trump to the presidency. Now, as you know, then there's a new set of concerns you have to worry about. But it could very well and very easily be a little bit like 1974. After the deep state went too far, taking out Nixon after they'd assassinated John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and some would suggest the complicity in the assassination of Malcolm X as well and some other folks internationally, the blowback ended up big because the American people sent a bunch of reformers. Frank Church took over his committee. And that's how we found out publicly all this information that nobody in America knew in terms of the assassination of both Kennedys and Martin Luther King, but also MK Ultra, the coup plotting overseas.
And that crippled the deep state till what, George Herbert Walker Bush got in. So that crippled him for about 15, 20 years.
Correct. And so it almost was a death nail. And I think it kind of shocked them. And I think it's what's has had them step back from going the assassination route. Instead, they're trying now the legally weaponized route. But that's been used before against a lesser level of political officials.
Huey Long.
So, you know, yeah, Huey Long, Jim Curley, Big Jim Folsom, they put under criminal investigation. Pretty much every populist in the history of America has been subject to either impeachment, indictment, or both. So they're just escalating it to the presidency. But I think what they underappreciate is that this will not deter the Republican or Trump base, nor will it deceive the independent voter. The independent voter sees it for what it is. If they were going to take Trump out, they need to find a real crime, not these fake crimes,
sure,
these made-up crimes.
So how does RFK Jr. play into the calculus?
RFK Jr., frankly, is kind of insurance for Donald Trump. So as long as he poses a serious challenge to Joe Biden or for the presidency, then that restricts their ability. If the deep state's choices are Donald Trump or RFK Jr., they start mapping out where they can go and avoid extradition. So that's where to a certain degree, our Robert Kennedy's presence makes them have to stick with Joe Biden, because if they pull Joe Biden, Robert Kennedy may win the nomination. If they try to put in Newsom or anybody else, Robert Kennedy will surge. He is the most popular politician in America right now. Public official by a pretty good margin. And so the only reason he's losing to Biden right now is that his support with the Democratic Party for their incumbent. If you take out the incumbent, basically they are forced to get stuck with Biden because they fear Robert Kennedy Jr. The other aspect is that they have to be careful about how much they take out Trump, that they don't do so in such a way that it backfires and leads to more support for Robert Kennedy Jr.
Well, that was my next point, is Newsom is now about to be in a debate with DeSantis. They basically admit now he's going to come in. But it looks like Biden, who is a puppet, thinks he's the president, and Jill thinks that. So how do they get rid of Biden? How do they bring in Newsom? That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, they basically can't. There's two major hurdles they have. Kamala Harris will not give up the vice presidency, and she won't give up the presidency to Newsom or anybody else. There's longstanding hostility between her and Newsom that goes back decades. She comes from the Willie Brown wing of the San Francisco Democratic political machine. Newsom comes from the Pelosi-connected, Feinstein-connected San Francisco wing of the Democratic political machine. People don't know that they were at odds. Willie built his own independent political machine there and was pretty effective at it. One of the best effective politicians in American history, however much people may dislike what his politics stood for. But she ain't going nowhere. And I think now Joe Biden made a brilliant choice. I think he picked Kamala Harris because he knew they could never replace him with her, and she would never let them replace him with anyone else because that would mean jumping her. So that's their first big hurdle. Now the second hurdle is, because of Robert Kennedy's campaign, they really can't have let somebody else in. They can't sub in for Biden. So they got the Kamala Harris problem is the biggest problem they have. But now Robert Kennedy poses such a threat to the deep state apparatus that they can't allow anyone but Biden be the nominee. Because if anybody else is in the race, Robert Kennedy easily surges and may win the Democratic nomination. That's what happened with his father. When Lyndon Johnson stepped down is when Robert Kennedy Sr. Took power, you know, started winning all the elections, winning big in California, and then that's when they assassinated his father. It's probably not a coincidence that they are denying Secret Service protection to Robert Kennedy Jr. It's another threat that's out there. Now, I represent Robert Kennedy Jr. in some potential cases that may be upcoming. But it's fair to say that there's been constant escalation of indirect threats from the Biden.
Absolutely. So what this telegraph says, a deep state in crisis, this is not the signs of a strong group. It's the signs of a desperate group. But as you pointed out, that makes them the most dangerous. We're showing footage of Trump who's landed, who is now in his motorcade on his way to the federal courthouse. This is unbelievable. This is so historic.
Exactly. And I think this doesn't send the signal and the message that they think it does. They think, oh, look, you know, that now that people see this man is an accused criminal, people will start walking away from him. And that's because if you understand federal prosecutors and the deep state, they've never lost, right? They're not accustomed to, they're accustomed to railroading people and getting away with it. They're not accustomed to it backfiring. And they've done everything possible to take out Trump now for 8 years, and it's only backfired. And this, too, will backfire. Because I think the ordinary person out there sees this, and they don't see a criminal being perp walked. They see the American Constitution being perp walked. They see America's democracy being perp
walked. They see who they want to vote for, who had an election stolen, who's way ahead in the polls against all the Republicans and Biden, them trying to silence them. I mean, you try to play with a dog with a toy and a tug of war, they're literally started a tug of war with us. I mean, and a 5-year-old should understand this.
Completely. And what it is they're accustomed to getting away with this with people that are at lower profile. So, you know, when they're doing it with Ruby Ridge and Waco and Oklahoma City, you know, they are doing it at a level that Americans were not yet fully awake. Their eyes were half open like Lord of the Flies. And consequently, they didn't fully see and appreciate what's going on. Trump has been a crash course in how corrupt the deep state really is and how corrupt it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I mean, insane, ludicrous nonsense. Nobody that's a constitutional scholar would tolerate this gibberish for half a second. If you argued this in law school, you'd fail the exam. I mean, this indictment challenges your right to petition, your right to free speech.
Well, I've got the indictment right here. So we got 10 minutes left. Let's walk through the indictment because I'm not a lawyer, constitutional lawyer, former Trump lawyer like you, but it says stuff like he lies and says illegals voted, indicted. Illegals are voting everywhere. They admit it. I mean, it's preposterous.
And to those out there that have asked, they have put at issue as both a subjective matter of what he believed and what he knew, and as an objective matter as to what is true, a whole bunch of issues with the election. I'll give you the dumbest one they included. They included that there was no problem whatsoever with the Georgia signature matches because Mark Meadows just looked at one little part of the process and said that little part of the process was going okay. I know as a matter of fact that the Georgia signatures did not match to the degree that could justify the election being declared for Joe Biden in Georgia. I was in Georgia on that issue. They were terrified to give us a simple signature match observer check. They never gave it to us the entire time. So the idea that the signatures match shows you how delusional these people are that brought this indictment. Because not only, in my view, does this entitle Trump to subpoena, not only subpoena witnesses and documents, but I believe for trial, but also subpoena the underlying ballots themselves. And if you do, and the underlying signatures themselves, and the prior voter signatures.
And Trump has officially landed. He was driving a motorcade in New Jersey. He's landed in D.C. 1 hour from now, or about 6, 70 minutes from now, he's scheduled to arrive and be arraigned We've got a fourth hour guest coming up, but that last segment, we'll commandeer that and just run the raw feed. I'll be here in studio. I'll be with Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central in an hour and 12 minutes when he's supposedly going to arrive for the arraignment. I mean, this is crazy. This is, I mean, anybody can look at this and say, this is coffin nails for the New World Order. It's kind of like you got a girlfriend and you start harassing her and saying, I know you're cheating on me, and you start slapping her around, she's gone. And I mean, they're literally slapping us around constantly. We're gone. It's over. I mean, you may beat us up and lock us in the closet. We're going to get out of the closet and never come back. It's so they can, like, lock us in a bedroom for a couple hours, but we're gone. We're gone. I mean, there's no coming back. There's no, they blow stuff up. They blame it on the Patriot movement. They're branding. I'm sure you've seen the talking point all over the news. Oh, the Trump supporters are terrorists. They're about to kill everybody. They're about to cut the power off of the Russians. I mean, are they going to go that far? And that's not going to work either, Barnes.
I know it's not. I mean, I think the only upside to their incompetence is I think they really think this indictment will lead to a conviction, which will lead to the voters turning on Trump. And as long as they are mistaken about that, that actually deters them escalating into some other area. Because the risk is that this just keeps going. They start locking up Trump supporters. They start locking up members of Congress. They start locking up senators. They start locking up people across the nation. In ways that go beyond January 6th participation. So the concern is that we go full third world, full banana republic, because this is a big, bad step towards banana republic status, what this is. And it's going to make us a mockery, and already has, around the world, around the globe. I mean, it's America will never be in a position to lecture anybody ever again about indicting one's political opponent.
Well, yeah, I don't want to compare Trump to Christ. I'm not doing that. I'm saying the archetype of the guy that's not done wrong with what they've claimed. He's done things that were wrong, being pig-headed, literally arriving to a kangaroo court, persecuted over and over and over again, going through this gauntlet, carrying the cross to the Golgotha. I mean, you couldn't script this worse against them. But they're 100% real. I know they're trying to put me in jail. They're trying to put Owen in jail. They're trying to put Sam Montoya in jail. I mean, I know how real they are. I've been there. I've seen their hatred. This is not some stage thing between us. This is really a group that wants to cut children's genitals off and have open borders and child trafficking and war with Russia. They are lunatics.
Oh, absolutely. They have a very distorted moral worldview, and that is compromised by a level of intellectual ineptitude and decrepitude that endangers the country, because they could not only are they, evil in a way that, fascist and communists were evil, but they're also dumb in the way the big empires before World War One were dumb and utterly destroyed their own governments and societies in the process. And that's what they're doing in these cases. And I think now Trump has many legal remedies he can assert. Practically speaking, they'll try to rush the trial. There's no grounds to rush the trial. The judge may prevent him from presenting a defense, but then he can provide in the record all the things he wasn't allowed to present to the jury.
No, I totally agree. Let me say something else about Trump. He loves to buy old buildings they're about to demolish and fix them, like the D.C. Postal office. He turned it a hotel. I love how that plane's 40 years old and he pays more money to fix it up and keep it than to get a new plane. That's so archetypal about Trump. Like, why blow up something old and beautiful when you can keep it going? I mean, it's just the airplane alone tells you what Trump's like.
Oh, yeah. And it's also brilliant branding and marketing by Trump. And he's got the American flag on the tail of it. So it's what I think that the other,
but America's like that old airplane that we're not just going to throw away.
That's exactly right. And what the key is that Trump is like the founding fathers in having an incredible backbone made of steel. So what they have always underestimated is the same thing they underestimated when they came after you. They really thought, okay, a normal if you were the caricature they thought you were, or if Trump was the caricature they thought he was, then those people fold and capitulate under pressure. They cave in. You and Trump are both the same, and that, in fact, it makes you stronger and push back harder. And it's because they've never understood who Trump is that they keep pursuing this path. Trump, you can see Trump's like, I consider it an honor today that I'm going to get arraigned. because it's on behalf of the American people. It's on behalf of honest elections. It's on behalf of the American constitutional government. And so, you know, that's who he is. That's how he welcomed it. And that's the same mind and spirit that led to George Washington being willing to be a general, almost sacrificed all his wealth just to be able to preserve, you know.
Well, let me stop you because I want to get this clip. I missed it. Trump said today he's honored to be indicted.
Yeah. He said he put it out in a truth statement. He put it on the truth. He goes, you know, I'm going down, be arraigned, and I consider it, and it's an honor because it's for America.
Well, I know you're busy and got a lot going on. I'm going to be co-hosting with Owen in about an hour and 6 minutes from now when he's scheduled. We've got Drew Hernandez taking over, but he'll be covering this live. I don't know, Barnes, could you pop in an hour and a half just real quick?
Sure, no problem.
All right, so we're going to call you at 3:30 Central for the War Room just to do a couple segments. And get your take on that. Again, Drew Hernandez is about to take over for an hour. And then I'll be back, as they say, Lord willing. Barnes, you do so many great shows. You've always been huge, but you're all over the place. How do people find the great Robert Barnes?
Oh, sure. They can find all the fun content and a fun community at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
Say it again, Barnes.
Vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Locals.com.
All right. Drew Hernandez is going to take over, but let's put that back on screen. The Truth Social Trump put up that Barnes told me about. Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump. I am now going to Washington, D.C. to be arrested for having challenged a corrupt, rigged, and stolen election. It is a great honor because I am being arrested for you. Make America great again. What a statement. How could we not support him now, Barnes? I mean, it's just insane.
They are playing to Trump's strengths. Trump's strengths are that he has, you know, cojones the size of a couple of continents. He's someone who's unafraid, unfazed, unimpacted, and the more they come after him, the stronger he's going to get. The assassination threats didn't deter him. Bankrupting threats didn't deter him. Arresting him and imprisoning him.
And look at the body language of Jack Smith 2 days ago at that press conference. He looked like a man that had a gun to his head. He looked like he's being blackmailed. He looked like he was in hell.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking on a fight he's totally unprepared for. I mean, this is a guy whose cases have been overturned repeatedly by the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, do you know how many prosecutors have ever had their case overturned, least of all by the U.S. Supreme Court, least of all repeatedly? I mean, the guy's an intellectual fraud. All he's good at is doing is taking orders. That's what he did when he's at the International Court, Criminal Court of Criminal Justice. That's what he does for the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's what he did when he was busy covering things up for Barack Obama.
He is literally a disgusting person. All right, Barnes, we'll see you in an hour and a half. God bless you.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Wow. Wow. You don't want to miss what's coming up next hour. I'm going to literally go battle to keep us on air in the next hour. Then I'll be back with Owen. Drew Hernandez is taking over. Please remember, we're standing up for you. We're all in this together. I'm not doing you a favor standing up for you. I'm standing up for my family, but collectively, we're all together. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You want us to fight for you? We need money to fight these people. Plus, we've got products you need. Vitamineral Fusion discounted. Back in stock. We've got the Nitric Boost for your blood and overall heart health and the rest of it. Colloidal Silver back in stock. 30 parts per million. All discounted. Christmas comes in August sale going. Double Patriot points right now. Go there. Support us. Get great products you need. This is the fight. This is the tip of the spear. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. The fire-breathing pastor, Drew Hernandez, takes over in hour number 4. And we'll be back in the War Room live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.